Welcome to another Marvel podcast. I'm Drew Gretsch.
And I'm Yvonne Sida.
Yvonne.
We're here.
We are here. We are sitting in the car right now, about to go into the theater to see Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Final thoughts, final predictions. Let's go.
I hope there's like a, I really want there to be like a ghost talking, like just saying spooky stuff.
Yeah. And I should say, if you guys are brand new to listening to the show, how these work is we do the first segment, the first little bit of the show before seeing the movie. And then we're going to be like, all right, now we're going to go see it. And we cut. And then we're like, here are instant out of the theater takes. So my ride on or die on hill that I'm going to predict right now that I don't know. This is purely prediction. I've not been spoiled on this. I know nothing about this. But I think Wong is going to die.
No, don't do that.
As sad as it makes me. I think Wong
is so pure.
Wong is going to die. The other thing. We've been doing this. We have to ask the question. We know we're going to be seeing certain X people tonight. Obviously Professor X. Mm-hmm. Right? He's been in the trailer. You know it's him. Are we going to see the X-Men to be introduced to the MCU here? Like, are we going to meet the MCU's mutants?
I mean, you know, Wanda could pull some reality-bending magic, but,
she
like...
She could.
I feel like they would need a better introduction, because I've heard this movie is
packed. I do, too. I've heard the movie's packed. I've heard that there's a lot in here... This is a movie that's like, check your expectations at the door. Just check them at the door, because if you... Like, this is a Last Jedi type thing where with Last Jedi, we had 2 years to like, who's Snoke? Who are Rey's parents? And guess what? They both got answered in both of them. It's like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And that's a big reason why a lot of people don't like that movie. I think it's going to be the same thing tonight. Mm. It's going to be the same thing tonight. So I'm just excited to see how this plays out. You know, I adore WandaVision. I'm wearing my Loki variant jacket. I got my really good lawyer shirt on from No Way Home.
I'm wearing black and gray.
You are. Spider-Man Noir. There you go. Spider-Man Noir. But yeah, I am just so excited. I'm excited to see the Avatar trailer. I'm excited to see the Thor trailer in IMAX. So yeah, I'm just all around excited.
And our theater is booked, but there's just one guy.
There's just one person who decided to take one seat in the front row.
In the dead center of the front row.
That's in the front row. Like, that's... There could be a worse seat in the house. It's like... I remember from No Way Home, there was one screening. It was like the first screening. There was like one seat in the middle, like toward the back. Just one singular seat. Like, no one's going to do that with a guest and stuff. But this person decides to sit front row on the very end.
And on an IMAX movie, Lord, there's just...
Yeah, this was for No Way Home. It was crazy. Like, why would you do that? Why would you do that yourself? Go later that night. That's what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing, guys, when Nicole Kidman pops up, cheer. Cheer like it's Toby and Andrew. Cheer like it's Toby and Andrew. We're going to do it. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be funny.
If people join in, they'll be surprised.
Yeah. All right. Let's go see Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Let's go.
See you guys on the other side of the multiverse. Okay, so we just got out of seeing Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. We're going to stay spoiler-free for like 35 seconds, and then we're getting it in our immediate spoiler-filled afterthoughts. I liked it. I didn't love it, but... I liked it.
I'm currently still feeling the high. It was a good movie. There were some jump scares in true Sam Raimi fashion. I had a stuffy nose when the jump scares came. I put my arms in a cross in front of me.
You did. That was funny.
Every time. I don't know why. And then it just cleared my nose up. It was so great. It just made the movie going experience so much better.
Yeah. So, and spoiler free, this is not the cameo-filled extravagant palooza that we all thought it was going
to
be.
Don't bring kids under 7 to this
movie. Oh, yeah. Do not bring your kids. There is one death. Oh, there is one death where, you know what the one I'm talking about. Where, like, where Wanda says something. And that's the other one. But there was one where, like, Wanda says something. So that was another character. And then said character's brain goes, which I don't think that's a spoiler. I think we all know at this point Wanda's a villain in this movie, and she's going to do some sugar honey iced tea.
I feel like she's in the chaotic evil thing in this
movie. We're still in spoiler free, but honestly, I thought the runtime was fine. There are so many idiots who are like, longer equals better. Mm-hmm. That's what she said, but I mean, it's not the case for movies. Like, the thing I'll often say is, do you want a 3-hour-long Venom 2 or a 90-minute Avengers Endgame? No, you don't. Like, runtimes fit the movie that they're for.
Yeah.
So, I thought that the 2-hour and 6-minute runtime was fine. I'd have preferred another 10 or 15 minutes, but not for cameos. Just, like, the movie didn't feel rushed so much as it felt like it could have been more sprawling, could have been more epic. Like, I don't feel like we saw a true multiverse of madness.
Mm-hmm.
There was some madness in the multiverse.
Yes.
But it was not a multiverse full of madness. So, we're going to get into some spoilers now. Yeah. So, if you've not seen the movie, go see it. I really liked it. I really liked it. I didn't love it, but I really liked it. So, yeah. But, spoiler time. We saw John fucking Krasinski. We saw John Krasinski as Reed Richards.
The person we were also seeing this movie with was very excited to see one of his favorite superheroes Hagen? On screen. Yeah, Hagen.
Yeah, Hagen. You can say Hagen was there.
Okay, well, great.
Yeah, Hagen.
He was very excited.
Hagen lost it. Hagen had a good time.
Drew told me beforehand, and I was just like, oh, he's going to love
it. No, I didn't. I said, there's a character in this movie, and if you're paying at all and any attention to what we said in our prediction show, then you know that Hagen's really gonna love this.
It took me a few minutes, but after just like sitting there for 5 minutes, I said the name. It was Reed Richards, and he was just like, "Yep, good job." I was so proud of myself for remembering.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that. Like, why did Tiki someone understand that it's Mr. Fantastic?
No, but you see, I didn't remember what he
said. You're talking about from before the movie. Yeah, there's the worlds don't really feel as like multiversal and chaotic stuff. The word, I actually really liked America Chavez. I thought she was
did
great.
Do a good show.
I thought that girl was awesome. Saw Sheetal Gomez. She was really really great.
Mm-hmm.
I also really loved again, I thought that the horror aspects of the film were wonderful. Just one thing I've realized, when the MCU breaks its mold and goes outside the box and does really unique and interesting things, you know, WandaVision, most recently Moon Knight, The Multiverse of Madness, Eternals even, those were all like directors' visions, and you could tell that this felt very much like a Sam Raimi movie.
Yeah, they have all their visions, and Wanda has none.
Oh my god, that's awful.
I'm surprised you didn't make that one.
Yeah,
it was right in front of your face. I'm surprised you didn't make a hole in it.
So there's actually one thing, being like the film's score junkie that I am. At the end of the movie, and we are going to go a whole lot more into everything on Sunday's show, because I'm seeing it again tomorrow night, and I'm excited to see it again tomorrow night. But there's one thing, when it when it credited all the music that was not written by Danny Elfman. And by the way, Danny Elfman's score was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It was very intense.
He did a great job with this score, but it's Danny Elfman. Like, what do you expect from Spider-Man and Batman? Most recent Madness was a great score. But when it credited all the non-Danny Elfman music, when Xavier came in, he was like, that's the theme from X-Men The Animated Series, now streaming on Disney Plus. Now, we know that next year we're getting a new series titled X-Men 97, a sequel to that.
Hmm.
And it was credited as the X-Men 97 theme. I'm just going to put that out there. And you can bet that we are going to be reviewing X-Men The Animated Series on the podcast now. Because I've never seen it. But that theme is iconic. Yeah, so I don't have much else to say right now, but Yvonne, do you have anything else? Really? Yeah, out of the theater?
I'm surprised they had a music battle. Just
that went on a little bit too long, I think. That they could have cut about 30 seconds out of that, but I thought it was visually cool.
Uh-huh. Also, when he plucked the harp, it made like 5 notes. Just one.
I didn't think that the Wanda twist would be so early in the movie.
Yeah, like I thought they would be about halfway through.
I thought it'd be about halfway through. Like maybe Wanda's like, all right, I'll play my angle here, try and get that to work out, and it doesn't, and then I'm gonna go full Scarlet Witch. And they did. They just went right for it. I love that.
Yeah, and it picks up immediately.
Those of us who have seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we already knew how powerful the Darkhold was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it made a robot.
It created the framework. Like, if you guys haven't seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., specifically season 4 where the Darkhold is heavily used, it's intense. It's a bad book. It's a bad story. Very poorly written, as Fitz said many times in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, yeah, I really have nothing else to say. I liked it. I liked it. I'll have more concrete thoughts after I sleep on the film.
Mm-hmm.
And commune with my multiversal variants through dreaming. Which I love. I thought that was cool. Yeah. That was really, really, really cool.
One of my variants was riding into battle with a flaming rhino at my 4th grade math teacher.
Mrs. Cook?
Don't say the name, but yeah.
One of my variants met Kevin Feige one time.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I had a dream where I met Kevin Feige. It's about 6 or 7 months ago. Anyway, yeah. I don't have anything else for the moment.
No, we'll have to put some thought on it, and then we'll do an in-depth review.
We will do an in-depth review Saturday night or Sunday morning. But man, I can't wait. I'm really excited to hear what Alex saw in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, oh my god, Wanda! So, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Go check us out on Twitter at AnotherMarvelP1. I'm Drew Gretsch.
And I'm Yvonne Sida.
Lay as gay as... That's right, Moon Knight's over, but that outro is not.